This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. When I was growing up, my pastor used to encourage us to take notes during his sermons. I remember him saying, "A sharp pen is better than a dull mind." It's not always easy to remember what we've heard. Likewise, when we write something down, whether it's a grocery list or a to-do list, we are more likely to commit it to memory. Here's a question. Do you remember what you said? I don't mean do you remember what you said to your wife or husband or child last night or what you said to your friend or coworker yesterday. What I'm referring to is, do you remember what you said to yourself about what you want to be and achieve in life? When did you think about it or say it to yourself? Last week, last year, years ago, somewhere back then? It's one thing to set New Year's resolutions or even to say that you want to accomplish some important things. That's really the easy part. The hard part is remembering what you said, what those goals are, and making a plan to achieve them. Harvey McKay said, "A dream is just a dream. A goal is a dream with a plan and a deadline." So, you've got some goals we've been talking about it these past few weeks. There's one thing above all else that you're meant to pursue. I asked the focusing question from Gary Keller and Jay Papasan's book, The One Thing. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? For Pat Matthews, it was painting. For Bill Gates, it was computer programming, and his one thing led to another and another. For Michael Phelps, it was swimming. It's important that you articulate your one thing, or else it remains fuzzy and therefore not likely to be accomplished. Former NFL linebacker Matt Mayberry talks about a game-changer goal when he was 16 years old and a recovering drug addict. Mayberry's major goal at that time was to get a Division I college football scholarship. He knew that achieving that one major goal would help him reach every other goal in his list of goals and could drastically change his life, which it did. So, begin each day by asking, what is my one thing? And what is my game-changer goal that will help me accomplish everything else? As I said last week, you can apply the one thing concept to your faith, your relationships, your career, your finances, your leisure. Our tendency is to let other things get in the way of the one thing. Novelist Robert Heinlein said this, "In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until we become enslaved by it. The little stuff becomes all-encompassing until you no longer see the one thing." So let me share with you a habit that I guarantee will help you keep on track to accomplish the one thing. Here it is. Write down what your one thing is. Every day, write it down. There is power in writing it down. Dr. Gail Matthews, a psychology professor at the Dominican University in California, has done some interesting research into this idea of writing down goals and what it does for us. And she discovered that those who wrote down their goals and dreams on a regular basis achieved those desires at a significantly higher level than those who did not. In fact, she found that you become 42% more likely to achieve your goals and dreams simply by writing them down on a regular basis. But that's not all. Individuals who wrote down their goals and sent progress reports to friends were 76.7% more likely to achieve them. Apparently, the simple act of writing down your goals does something to activate both the right and left hemispheres of the brain, the right being your imaginative center, the left, the logic-based side of the brain. Writing down goals somehow seems to activate both in a way that empowers your subconscious mind into seeing opportunities and possibilities that you didn't before. So here's my challenge to you this week. I want you to write down what your one thing is, what you think it is. Write it down every day this week. Then write down one thing you want to see happen in those different areas of your life, your spiritual life, your relationships, your work, your finances, and your leisure. What's your goal in those areas? What's one thing in each area that will make it easier to accomplish all the other goals in that particular area? Writing it down will help you focus and refine it, and it will motivate you. It'll direct you. Don't worry about being perfect. Just get started. Let me give you an example of the power of writing it down. When John Goddard was 15, he wrote down 127 goals he hoped to achieve in his life. Among other things, he wanted to explore the Nile, explore the Amazon, climb Mount Everest, run a 5-minute mile, ride an elephant, a camel, and an ostrich, hopefully not all at the same time, travel across the world, ride in a submarine, read Encyclopedia Britannica from A to Z, read the Bible cover to cover, and visit the moon. I don't know if Goddard had one thing above all the rest that he had determined to direct his life, or that he wrote down what his game-changer goal was at any particular point in his life, but that simple act of writing it down at age 15 had a powerful effect on him. Life magazine caught up with him when he was 62, and Goddard had completed 108 of the 127 goals and had become one of the most remarkable people alive. If he can do it, so can you. So join me here next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.